Back in 1963, Pope Paul VI decided that the fourth Sunday of Easter, which is Good Shepherd Sunday, should also be marked as the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. So he wanted to bring to our attention the importance of our consideration of this matter of vocations, specifically priestly vocations, as priests and bishops and deacons, the clergy, carry on the shepherding ministry of Christ. So I would just offer three simple, I think, points today as we are marking this World Day of Prayer for Vocations. And the first point has to do with prayer. You know, if we desire for the shepherding ministry of Christ to continue through bishops and priests and deacons, we've got to pray. We've got to ask God to send laborers into the harvest. There's nothing magic about priestly vocations. You know, it usually doesn't happen that a young man is just praying and praying, and there's a flash of light, and God says, "You're to be a priest." That really doesn't happen most of the time. God does call priests. Of course he calls priests. And he doesn't, he hasn't fallen down on the job, so to speak. It's not God failing to call men to the priesthood. That's not why we have a shortage of priests these days. It's because, for one reason or another, young men aren't hearing the call or are not feeling strong enough to respond to that call. So as we pray for vocations, first of all, we pray that young men will have the grace to hear and the strength and courage to respond. But secondly, it's important to remember that we need to pray with confidence. I think I've said before that sometimes we keep prayer as sort of the last resort. We look at difficulties in life and we realize we're powerless against some of these situations, and we say, "Well, I guess now all I can do is pray," you know, and we might as well just say, "I don't really think anything's going to change, but I'll say that I'm going to pray just because, you know, that's what we say." No, God wants us to pray with confidence, right? Jesus says, when you pray, pray like you believe that you will receive what you're asking for, and you will receive. And in that another place he says, you know, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. So when we pray for vocations, we should really pray with confidence and trust that God will answer those prayers. My second point is this. It has to do with the importance and the power of an invitation. There have been some recent studies where they've asked priests how they discern their call, and almost all of them said, "Someone invited me. Someone asked me to consider it." That's certainly true in my life. When I was little, I wanted to be a priest. Then I set the idea aside for many years. And it wasn't until I was toward the end of college and a priest asked me if I had ever thought about it. That was what it took for me to start thinking about it again. And if he had not asked that question, I probably wouldn't be right here today. So the importance of the invitation cannot be underestimated. I should say it could not be overestimated, because it's very, very important. Now, along with that comes this fact. We shouldn't be afraid to ask the young men that are in our families. Ask the teenagers, ask the 20-somethings, ask the boys, you know, under teenagers. Ask them if they ever considered becoming a priest. You know, priestly vocations are not a matter of someone else's family providing priests. We need to be asking and encouraging the boys and young men that are in our own families if they would consider it. Now, it's not a matter of saying, "You are definitely called to the priesthood. I have decided, God spoke to me and told me that you're called to be a priest." No. it's always an invitation, always an encouragement, right? But what we really want is for all of our young people to listen for the voice of God. We want them to do what God wants them to do with their life. That's going to bring them to their ultimate place of happiness. So prayer, confident prayer, issuing an invitation, and then thirdly, I think sometimes we need to work on overcoming some of the obstacles that prevent us from encouraging young men to become priests. So there are people that discourage priestly vocations because they want grandkids. This is true. I'm not lying to you. People want to have grandkids, and I understand that. I understand that. Or they'll say, well, Father, I want my son to be happy. Ouch. Gee. Or, you know, I want my son to experience love and family life. Well, I can assure you that priests receive a great deal of love. Priests receive a tremendous outpouring of love. And, you know, priests are only unhappy if they choose to be unhappy. There's nothing intrinsically sad or unhappy about the call to be a priest. Nor is there anything intrinsically lonely about being a priest. People worry about priests being, or their kids, being lonely as priests. The only priests that are lonely are the ones who choose to be lonely. Again, a priest becomes part of a wonderful family, part of individual families in the parish, but also part of the family that is the parish. So, some others might say, well, Father, my sons and grandsons don't go to church, so how can I be asking them to think about becoming priests? I respond this way. If they're thinking about becoming priests, they're going to start going to church. They're going to realize, you know, the two sort of go together. I know a lady in Spokane. She's a recent widow, and she and her husband had 5 children, and it's 1 daughter and 4 sons. And I know that a couple of her boys have been thinking about becoming priests, and I was talking to her last summer one day, and I asked her if they were still thinking about it, and she told me about a conversation that she had with one of her sons, and she was asking him if he was still thinking about it or if he was considering it, and in the course of the conversation, he simply said this, you know, Mom, the happiest people I know are priests. I thought, that was a good little datum or fact for his discernment. So a lot of people think that priests or priesthood is unhappy. And don't just take my word for it. You can look at studies and lots of research that has been done in past years where they have asked people in different careers about their level of happiness. Many studies have shown that the people in this world who are most satisfied with life and who have the highest degree of general happiness are clergy. So don't be afraid to encourage your sons and grandsons to think about becoming a priest. It's a fruitful and satisfying life, and there's a great need in the church for the service of priests. I think we feel that acutely right here as we're going to be going through this transition. I mean, you've felt it in past years when you just had a different priest every Sunday coming in. There's a great need for priestly vocations. So, number one, don't forget to pray for priestly vocations every day. Ask the Lord to send workers into the vineyard. Secondly, don't be afraid to issue the invitation, even to those in your family. And third, work on overcoming some of those misconceptions or obstacles that keep you back from recommending the priesthood to the young men that you know. We ask that the Lord will continue to provide shepherds for his church, and that he will provide shepherds with good and loving and patient and merciful hearts to carry on and continue the ministry of Jesus himself.